Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed. We are back from our holidays. It's me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, still
Hello.
Married.
Still Thank married God. After a holiday with 10 adults and 9 children.
Why did it feel like there was more children than that?
I just felt like there were so many children.
There
was just always a fucking child. And it was that thing of like, you hit the nail on the head. If we're on holiday, just us, or we're somewhere, just our kids, if Rafe's having a nap and Robin's just sitting either, you know, playing with a toy or drawing on his iPad or on his Switch or something, you can chill.
Yeah.
But I was very aware that there was seven other kids about. It was like, someone's kid was always about. I say there was 8 kids really, because one of them was like 15 or 16 or whatever. But yeah, it was just always a child running towards danger.
Yeah. But saying that, we had a lovely time.
We did.
Genuinely
had a lovely time.
Did. To the point where everybody, like all of the couples, must have all been secretly really worried about it, because it got to like the third day and just, I was just chatting to a couple of people and they were like, it's been all right, hasn't it? And I was
weird,
going,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it is actually, it's not that bad. And they're going, yeah, I'm really glad. I'm thinking, oh, so you were dreading it as well.
I thought it was going to be fights and arguments and shouting and screaming.
No, it was
really fine.
Got on great.
Yeah, and we're back. We're back. We're recording this the week that it comes out. So we're recording this on Tuesday and it comes out on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back in real time.
Maths. Sorry, that's very American. Yeah. They're just saying math.
Dirty, dropping the S off the maths. But yeah,
it's not
all
very
good.
Nice to the Americans listening.
Well, you know, I just meant dirty trick you trying to be American. But it's because we're watching Band of Brothers, you think you're American.
Everything, most things we watch is American.
Yeah, well, there we go. It's lovely to be back in New Year's. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you have from the beginning, if you haven't, if you just joined, well, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. It's episode 232. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
How are you, then?
This week's sponsor is, I don't think I've done it before. I've tried, I've looked, but I might have done, but I'm not sure. But this week's sponsor is sitting on the side of the kids' pool and acting surprised when you get splashed.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking move then, mate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you talking about the couple on holiday?
A few people did it.
Kept splashing.
A few people did
it. And the woman looked like she was going to stab someone. And I was like, are you aware of where you are?
There is a fucking set of 5 slides 10 yards from your face. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
For me, it's the ones that sit in the pool. They sit on the edge of the pool and they have their legs dangling in the pool. And then a kid jumps in and they go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it burns. It burns. You're half of you is in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Cheer your fucking bracket
Ridiculous.
Up, mate.
A good tactic I got was covering me gin and tonic just with me hand.
Oh, yeah,
so
you
no
looked,
pool water got
no,
in.
No, yeah, you looked like some kind of alcoholic sitting on the side of the pool.
Why?
Yeah, you looked just then. I turn to watch the kid, is it just sitting there? Well, don't get the pool water in, it waters down me alcohol.
If you think that I'm
it's
not
midday
drinking.
And I haven't had 6 yet.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. That's
yeah,
when I start.
Something like that, yeah.
I love daytime drinking
daytime
on holiday.
Daytime drinking's amazing.
It's the best. It's the reason you go on holiday.
One of me mates turned to us during the holiday and said he didn't like, he was like, I'll have a drink during the day, but they just taste better on a night, don't they? I went, no, absolutely not.
I completely
there was
disagree.
Nothing better than a beer during the day in the sun, you fucking lunatic. What do you mean it tastes better than
I actually, I could go as far to say as I could drink all of my drinks if you had to have an allowance.
Yeah.
If the world was you're only allowed.
Heaven forbid.
God, I mean, imagine. Somebody just put me in prison. if someone was like, right, you can only have 6 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You can space them out.
Yeah.
No. You can't even space them out because that would be the
You
answer.
Have them in one go.
You can only have them
on
during
the
day, on holiday, or on a night time. I'd be like, daytime.
I picture the day 1,000,000%. During the day, around the pool, sober up, have me dinner, have some waters, go to sleep, wake up the next day, fresh as fuck,
Do it all
ready
again.
To start drinking again, possibly an hour earlier than the day before.
Mm.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, stop it. Stop sitting on the side of the pool and acting surprised when you. I was in our local swimming pool in mm-hmm. South Shields the other day.
Mm-hmm. Haven Point, big
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Haven Point.
Don't know what I like better though. Sorry, no offense to Haven Point.
Right.
I just loved Temple Park.
I've
Leisure
spoken
Centre.
About this before. When you talk about how you prefer the old Leisure Centre yeah. pool to the new one in our local area, you alienate. A good 99.9% of our listeners.
Okay, I'm really
There's
sorry.
Hundreds
but
of thousands.
All I'm going to say is...
No one cares.
I just want to say something.
No, it's not going to mean anything to anyone.
No, okay. So it wasn't me, mum. It was me, Auntie Kathleen. They're
Brilliant,
very similar.
So it's all,
they look the
already
same.
Bullshit.
Me, Auntie Kathleen, took her granddaughter swimming mm-hmm. and she said there was loads of bigger kids jumping in and they were like ruining the experience for the younger kids, right? And I was like, wouldn't it happen at Temple Park? Because
right.
there was a diving pool. Do you remember?
There was a diving
You could
pool.
Jump in the diving pool and you could stand at the window at the bottom and wave at your mate and you'd be in there a good hour. And the little kids could go and there was a wave machine.
Well,
the waves would come on.
Yes.
The slide was better. I just... But maybe it's because I was a kid.
No, it's not. It's because... I'm so sorry to everyone listening here. What it is...
They get it because everybody's lived in a local town
yes.
where they've changed the leisure centre.
You know what it is, right?
They've spent millions of pounds.
Fair enough.
We're like the old one yeah. better.
It's like when your favourite food comes out with new improved recipe written on the front and you go, fucking great.
Yeah, 30% less sugar. Cocoa Pops go fucking get in the bin.
Oh, there's that ruined. You know, I remember during COVID when I thought I had COVID, but it was because your mum had bought beans with no sugar in. I thought I'd lost my taste. I was like, I've got it. Oh no, she's just bought shit beans.
I don't remember.
It was horrible. I think everyone has had if you live in a small town where you've got one leisure centre, if they've ever changed the leisure centre, it is harrowing. But the reason they've changed it is because it's our leisure centre now has got a proper swimming pool for people to do lengths,
yeah.
whereas the old one didn't have that. But it did have a diving pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just unlocked a memory that I'd forgot about.
How are you then?
So that diving board at the old leisure centre was incredible. Movie one.
Oh,
it was
mega.
It wasn't, yeah, but it wasn't one of the... So there was one about half an hour away in Tynemouth, which had the levels where it went up to like the big
one.
I never went on
that
one, but I heard rumours that it was amazing.
Yeah.
But then the one where you had the bouncy diving board
mm-hmm.
and you could go dead deep and you were right.
Water
was freezing and you went deep enough and there was a window
mm-hmm.
in the side of it
yeah.
and you could wave to your mates and stuff.
Yeah.
And me and three friends... And the guy in the diving pool all got kicked out one day because he came. One of the lad, a mate of mine, jumped in, went out the window, and got his knob out of the window, and we all got kicked out.
Oh, no.
So, you know, good riddance.
Right.
good riddance to the old knob portholes.
Thankfully, I never seen any knobs.
Yeah.
What this new Haven Point doesn't have, which the old leisure centre did have
as well.
Was the cameras in the changing rooms that pedo got done, and he's in prison now.
Good. So, I say again, good riddance. You know what? We're bloody well done. I'm glad they changed the leisure centre. Fuck me, that was a roller coaster of emotions.
Sorry, that was really intense.
So I remember some lads in my school, mm-hmm. they made a website and it was just like, you know, when people first learned how to make websites,
mm-hmm.
they made this website with funny things on. They had like daft drawings of like chavs and stuff and
mm-hmm.
like smoker's corner at school. It was all this funny jokes and stuff.
Good times.
And they had a thing and they said, oh, we've put it. It was dead clever at the time. They said on the page, it said, oh, we've put a camera in the toilets at the leisure centre, right? We've put a camera,
mm-hmm.
and it's a camera where it updates every 30 seconds. So it
takes... Maybe it was them?
No, listen.
Oh.
They said it takes a photo every 30 seconds, and everyone used to watch it all the time. Used to go on their website, used to watch this camera all the time and wait for it to catch
That's horrendous.
Right. They got dragged into the headmaster's office because people were talking about it. They just took a photo of the toilet. And every 30 seconds, it flashed on the website.
Oh, Jesus.
And we were fucking gathered round the computers in the IT block.
That's hilarious.
And they had our lives. But what a clever... They were only like 15. How
that
clever.
That is clever.
Really clever. I remember at the time thinking, you fucking little devious bastards.
Mm.
But yeah, it was like... Oh, it's
I
just
don't
a,
remember the
they
internet
took a,
in
They
school.
Literally took a photo of a toilet. And I don't think your school got the internet until way after mine.
I genuinely think you're
wasn't
right.
Wasn't your school
I
religious? Don't... Well, they're not scared of the internet.
Probably.
Right, get your nose off that internet and open this Bible.
I don't remember having the internet at school, but my memory's so shit. I remember having the Acorn computers, but there wasn't. I don't remember having the internet. By the way, my school I went to was very good.
Yeah,
big up St. Wilfrid's.
It's a very good school. Listen, we better crack on because we've got to get the intro going on, and I might have
You've
to
got go to Cuddle
I
Club.
I might have to go to Cuddle Club. We might have to cut this in half so I can go and.
No, I'm not halfing because then the vibes changes. I've got to take loads of parcels
might
back.
Have to.
Oh!
What?
I've chosen something to wear for the National Television
Awards.
Oh,
God. No one cares. No one cares.
I care.
You've chosen something to wear.
Yeah.
The amount of time you spend, guys, the amount of time Rosie spends in a room in this house just trying stuff on.
Yeah.
It's disgusting in there. It's disgusting in
this room.
I hate myself. Shit all over the floor. ASOS bags, Amazon parcels. Awful.
Do you know how many times I have to change my bra?
Do you know how many times I'm walking around the house and I just say, Chris, Chris. And I come up and you go, what do you think of this? And then what's horrible is you put something on, you go, what do you think of this? I love this. This looks great, doesn't it? And I go, yeah, that looks great. Then you go, actually, this bit's funny and it's, yeah, and then you think, oh, I don't like it.
Because you've got to think about...
You go from loving it to hating it within the 10
Because you've got to think
seconds.
About, it's not just a night out where you can be sat down with your mates and you don't care. It's important. Sadly.
Vote for when the NTAs, by the way, if you can.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Let's get this. Well,
or you know what it is? Don't, because then I don't have to get up.
Still got to go. Oh, but you don't have to get up.
Don't have to get up.
All right, okay.
Although I'll be pissed by then, I won't mind. It's the beginning bit on the red carpet.
And
I'm going to get hammered for the red carpet.
What do you mean? Pissed?
Yeah. Oh, fuck Jesus. It. I'll sober up by
I'm
the time.
I'm doing the acceptance speech then because you make a right fucking scene.
Yeah.
Good God. Right. Jingle. Let's do it.
Shit, that was just the introduction. Oh, here's the jingle. The jingle. Jangle. Jangle. Mr. Drank.
You banged on a bit. Mr. Boring. Tell you been on holiday. Shh. Shut up.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
Or just joining me.
Yeah.
I've started a new podcast series.
There's no other podcast.
There's loads, Chris. There's absolutely none. Loads. I've listened to some really good ones at the minute.
No. Don't give them a shout out. Don't.
I won't because actually, I don't know if it... I've had to go right because it's been on for years.
No one fucking shouts us out.
It's been on for years. It's got like 300 episodes, similar to our... No, sorry, like... Yeah, it's got loads. Oh, excuse me. I've got burp skulls.
Just when we were playing the jingle there, Rosie burped and then said to me, deadly serious, I love the sound of burps, but just me own. And then you said, you love that you burp, and then you're really impressed by the sound of your burp.
Yeah, but anybody else's, I feel physically sick.
Great.
Back to my story. So I started at the beginning, and this guy was explaining the podcast and how it's evolved over the years, and it changed from something in the beginning. I was like, I can't be asked to this. Oh. So I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to start it now.
What's it about? Or
narcissists. Narcissist Apocalypse.
Okay. And he spends the first bit of it banging on about how his own podcast's changed over the years.
Yeah.
People in glass houses.
No.
People in glass houses, my friend.
It started off, I think what happened was...
This is our podcast about narcissists and this is why it's fucking brilliant and
I'm
class.
No, it's not like that. Listen, it started off...
I bet he's got his knob out when he's doing it.
Would you fuck...
I bet he's got both hands. I bet he's got both hands around his balls. I bet he's got one hand on his shaft, and I bet he's got one hand on his balls with the middle finger touching his arse ring.
Shaft's a horrible word.
Ah, there we go, and I've got her off the topic of whatever shitty podcast she was talking about. So here we go. Now listen, we have to crack on because I possibly will be going to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu halfway through this if we don't. Because
I haven't been since.
But listen, we're going to start calling it Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We're always going to start calling, or BJJ, or JITS, right? We're not calling
all
it Cuddle
Club.
All of
them sound like things that you do with penises.
Right, Cuddle Club sounds even worse. Because, right, this is a message I got. This is a voice note I got off the guy who's doing our solar panels, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I know him. I wouldn't consider, you know,
and,
he's lovely.
And.
Yeah, lovely bloke. I wouldn't consider him a close friend, but I know him and I get on with him well. He's a very nice guy. But people doing services like solar panels on our house shouldn't be sending me messages like this.
Okay, what's it say?
Hi mate, hope you're all right. I'm going to be over your way in about maybe an hour or so. I don't know whether you were in or if you've got Cuddle Club today, I'm not sure.
Why? Why is this happening? People
it's how it's known,
doing
though.
Services at our house should not be referring to my hobby
fantastic.
As Cuddle Club. I'm
that
seeing it as a joke
fantastic.
On here. It's not...
If people start
seeing it in general public, people are going to hurt me at this gym, you know. If I started making people call a cut, I'm going to get hurt, man. I'm
so funny.
Dragging it into the gutter.
Oh, I love that. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something really interesting happened yesterday.
I'll be the judge of that.
Haven't spoken to you about it, because obviously we keep a lot of things secret until we talk on here. I was watching Storybots with Rafe.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. So it's all right, actually.
Yes.
Storybots. Bit weird, but it's good.
It's quite gentle, isn't it?
It's nice. It was all about fractions.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Oh, you learn fractions, didn't you?
I've learned fractions.
Oh, my God.
How many years are you at school? Seriously. How many years? Five?
Five in secondary school.
Yeah.
Three in the juniors, two in the...
Nine, so 10 years.
On a four in the juniors, isn't it?
11 years. Right?
Right.
Yeah, 11 years.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever understood fractions, right? Only ever really knew a half, right?
Only ever knew a half!
Did you know that the number on the bottom is how many bits there is?
Yes.
Right, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So like one...
So 3/5... Yeah. Is if there was a pie with 5 bits.
Rosie, everyone
knows
this.
And you take 3 of them away. Chris, I didn't know that.
I can't believe it.
I swear.
I can't believe
it. I didn't understand it. And I've always just blocked it out because I just thought, I don't know what it is. It's okay. Too complicated. Watching Storybots yesterday. Thank you, Storybots, because wow. I now know what fractions are.
Wow. So do you know what 4/8 is?
4/8 is if there's a pie and there's 8 bits, yeah. You take 4 away.
Or if you simplify that down.
Uh-huh. How would you simplify it down?
So if the numbers divide equally by the same thing.
Oh.
So if it's... Are you gone?
Go on.
So what is 4/8?
So if it's
what is 4 out of 8?
4? What?
What is... As a fraction, what is 4 out of 8?
I've just explained. What do you mean?
So it's 4/8, right? Yes. So it's 4 out of 8. Yes. But what is 4 out of 8 as a fraction? It's not 4/8. There's a cleaner way to represent it.
Half.
Yay!
Ah! Okay.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Half of it.
So it's half. Yeah. It's two fourths, two quarters is a half. 4/8 is a half. So you thing it down like that.
Nah, I just like what they did on Storybots.
Right.
There was five fishes that took three away.
Just a yes or no. Just a yes or no. Did you understand it? Because they mainly represented them with pies.
Oh, it's fish, actually.
All food, then.
Yeah. Living fish.
Yeah, but you were thinking, oh,
there's loads of different
you were
stuff.
Watching, thinking, oh, there's butter on that. A bit of bread.
It was tea time. It was just loads of different stuff. I'm just buzzing. I'm honestly buzzing.
So you've learned fractions finally.
Learned fractions.
Congratulations. And you learned north, south, east, west with the sun when you were looking at houses.
I did, yeah.
So
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Everything's coming up, Millhouse.
There we go. And do you know what? I jokingly slagged off your school earlier on in the podcast, and then we said, no, we're joking. It's a great... I take that back. I'm slagging
off
again.
I don't even think it's the school's fault. No, I just
it's
think
not because,
I didn't.
I'm joking because Carl Hutchinson went to your school and he's a very clever boy.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you didn't listen. So you wanted to be a pop star, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Or a lifeguard.
Great.
It's Devil Park.
A Devil Park. And then they changed the leisure centre and you went, fuck that.
Not anymore.
There's no window. I'll not be able to see if they're drowning. I'll have to get in and get wet. You're joking, aren't you? I'm busy cutting this pie into 8/4.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we have been on holiday, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And while away, as I always do with everything, I just note some stuff down.
Oh, good for you.
So we had...
Is this slagging me off?
No, not at all. We had an extremely eventful day once on holiday. First of all, something happened to us that I've never imagined would actually happen. But we got on the plane in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was freaking out and screaming that they needed to get off the plane.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
A kid got off the plane and his whole family had to get off the plane because he was like having a panic attack or something.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of Final Destination.
Yeah.
I didn't have a great flight. I hit it well.
I knew you wouldn't.
I did
I
not.
Knew you brought it up a couple of times.
Yeah, I was like, as a joke, I was like, oh, do you think he knew something we didn't? And then I saw every bit of turbulence.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm surprised there wasn't a hole in my pants that my arsehole hadn't chewed through. So that was fun.
Yeah.
But we made it both ways, there and back. But one day...
Once you're on the plane, and you're past the point of no return, just accept it. Okay. Why be scared for the full flight? Just accept your fate.
Because I don't want it to happen.
Every time I get on a flight, you know, once it takes off in the air, I go, I could die here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, well, fair enough. I've got on, haven't I?
Every flight is my last flight. And I also believe, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about...
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
No, it's fine. We're talking about multiple universes and that a while ago. I believe that every time I've been on a flight, I've died.
Right, why?
Because I think it's forked off into another reality. And I think I'm in the reality. I'm in this reality where I've lived in each one of them, but I think a version of me has died on every flight.
Great.
So.
That's just, I don't know how you can be bothered to think about stuff like that. Just live the life you're living.
It just pops in your head. I don't sit there and go, and force the thought
just
in my head.
On.
I am in my lane, but I'm just saying, I'm in the good. I'm thankful that I'm on the reality where I've survived all them. But I think I think every single plane I've been on's crashed, and a version of me's died.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Version of me dies sitting next to you.
Oh, very good.
There's just always a thing, isn't there, Chris?
What?
That's my thing with you. There's just always a thing.
You want communication.
No, I don't want fuck. I want less communication.
That's the thing. The thing
no,
with
there's
you
always
is...
a thing that just gets you out of having the kids. It's always a thing. The anxiety on the flight. Oh, don't talk to us. Don't look at us. I can't. But your kids need... Oh, I can't. The anxiety. Oh, right. Okay. I'm going to... Listen, my anxiety, I'm riddled with it.
Yeah.
Every event that we have from now on, I'm going to be up to here.
All right, great. But we'll both be up to there. It's going to be a lovely environment for everyone.
And I'll be able to keep it up.
Nah, you won't.
You'll see us having a laugh. You'll be like, I thought you were anxious. I'll be like, oh, no, I am.
What's that smile on your face?
But at the same time, I don't want to take the piss because I know
But the thing I'm talking about isn't an anxiety. It's just a little thought that I've got about...
No, but you're that, like... You're that kind of person. My best friend in the world, Steph, is exactly the same. Yeah. You're both.
But do you never have
similar.
Like a near death or a little moment where you go, oh, that was a close shave? And I think, oh, okay, maybe we just branched off there and maybe a version of me fucking
never.
Got it full
no,
pelt there.
Never, ever, huh? Hands down, swear down on everybody's life who I know, I've never thought, oh,
listen,
God, that was a close call coming round that roundabout there, but a better version of me in one of that life has just died. No, this is so
right,
weird.
Okay, so what if I could map out every time I think it's happened in my life and represent it as a pie being chopped?
Then I would understand it because now I am Mrs. Fraction, as you know. No, are we? Sorry, we went right off.
It's okay. So I had the flight. Chris Ramsey on Earth C11445 died, but this one's still alive. So
lucky me.
Rafe hurts his foot on holiday is what I'm getting.
Oh,
at.
Yes.
Rafe,
yeah,
we
yeah.
had a hospital trip.
We did. Of course we did.
Of course we did. We're the Ramseys. So Rafe hurts his foot. Mm. What day does he hurt his foot? Saturday night. The day before, everything's closed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's
yeah.
a Ramsey.
Yep, yep, yep.
Just like Robin went randomly cross-eyed the first day of lockdown when all the opticians were shut, Rafe's done this. So basically, he was limping on it the next day. He was limping on his little foot. It was sad, wasn't it? So we took him to reception and we were saying, like, can you get the doctor out? And we're like, well, the doctor doesn't really look at that stuff. And then... Just a beautiful moment.
Oh,
happened.
Yes, this was a beautiful moment.
So there's a guy behind...
I thought you were going to save this for stand-up.
No, I don't know.
This story.
No, I don't think I am.
No?
So there was a guy behind the...
Sorry, just to let you behind the curtain, Chris has a lot of life events, and they either go on here or they go in his stand-up.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm partially retired from stand-up, and I don't Ooh. Think I'll be announcing that tour for a while.
Come on, then.
So basically, we're standing and we're telling this lady behind the desk about it. And she is obviously Portuguese, but she speaks wonderful English.
Yeah.
Again, they put us to shame, everyone in every country in Europe.
Yeah, I know.
There's another guy behind the desk. He looks in good nick.
Mm-hmm.
And his English isn't as good, but he's a very helpful man. And he comes round the side and he's like looking at Rafe's foot and he's moving it around. Like, and he'd said to me previously, bring him and I'll have a look. The first time I went to reception, I thought, who the fuck is this guy? I thought, is he the local... You know, is he the resident doctor or trainee nurse or whatever? He's just doing this as a side job. So the lady's telling me where the nearest hospital is and she's showing me a map on the phone. And the guy's moving Rafe's foot and he's saying certain things to her. Then he looks at me and he goes, I think the foot's fine in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, right. And I looked at her and I went, sorry, what? What's he talking about? What does he? Is he qualified? Does he? Is he a physio? Is he so? And then she said something to him in Portuguese, and then he shouted something back, and it got a little bit heated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, "Sorry, what is this man's? What's his qualifications? How does he know?" And she looked at us, like she fucking hated him and wanted him to die.
Yeah.
And she rolled her eyes and she went, "Oh, he does CrossFit."
It was a really beautiful moment.
He does CrossFit. And he went bright red and started fucking screaming at her. And she, oh, it was just that thing of like, in a moment where they're both speaking a language that I've got no clue about. I know a couple of words in Portuguese just off watching the UFC because loads of the fighters are Brazilian. And I'm totally in the dark in this moment until this one phrase, he does cross. And then their entire relationship is exactly the same as so many people I know.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful.
It was nice, wasn't
beautiful.
It?
So then we go to the hospital. I wrote everything down as it happened. We went to the hospital. We got a little checked in. We sat on the chairs. It's boiling hot. A lady came in with a pram and wheeled the pram and stop. This was... You'd forgot about this.
Oh, God.
She stopped the pram right in front of us, right by us. The way in, I imagine, the Ritz, they bring up the dessert trolley.
Yeah, or like if they're in a posh restaurant, if they're making the pancakes and that next to you.
Yeah. Or the
Crepe Suzette.
Yeah. Wow, pancakes in a posh restaurant.
In really posh French restaurants, they reel out the little gas fire thing.
And they do it in front of you.
And you make brandy crepes.
So we're sitting with Rafe and she wheeled a pram right up in front. So much space in that
First
place.
Of all, she checked in the toilets. There was a disabled toilet right next to her.
She didn't fancy
there
that.
There was no baby changer.
Right.
So she brought her pram out of the...
Right in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, look at this presentation I'm about to do. And changed the fucking most putrid shitty nappy in the hottest room...
When it's
the
not
world.
Your kid's shit, it's the most disgusting smell. Why did you do that?
Hola, get a fucking eye full of this.
Why didn't you take him in the toilet? There the was, toilet was... I went
so
in
much
after.
Space. There was so
it was
much
massive.
Space. The whole room, there was so much space in the entire
well, she
room.
She did it on her buggy and all she I could think was, there's going to be a bit of shit on
But
she
just wheeled him in front of her like, sir, your dessert. Oh, fucking horrendous.
I was like, that's a nice little set of balls you got there, Sunshine.
Absolutely. Horrendous. Then,
what a day out.
Well, it doesn't stop there. So we went upstairs for the x-ray.
To be fair, though, it was a brilliant place.
They were incredible.
Really
we were in and out in an
and
hour.
And a lot cheaper than we thought it would be. Because it was a private one, wasn't it? Because she said the one that wasn't private, she was like, you'll never get seen. Mm-hmm. So we travelled a little bit further. And it was amazing, actually.
It was literally like, I think it was around about €70 for consultation, doctor
X-ray.
Looked at him, nurse looked at him, x-ray, in and out in an hour, which, you know, holiday insurance, you get it back from, anyway, so we go in upstairs for the x-ray, and the guy's like, well, x-ray, only one person can come in. So you go in, and I just hear screaming and shouting, and there's hell on, and Rafe won't put his leg in the surface.
He's not good.
So the guy went from only one person allowed in to popping his head out and going, you need to come in as well, sir. So I go in as well, and they've got the thing, and he's going, right, put his leg here and hold his leg. And I went, right, hold his leg. And I held his leg down. You held the top of him, and I held his leg still. And the guy ran behind that fucking nuclear bomb-proof wall that they walked behind. And I turned and looked at you, and you had all the gear on. You had a fucking welder's mask. You had like a metal jacket on, all of the protective gear. And I was in my swimming shorts and a t-shirt. Sunglasses on my head. And I looked at the guy through the tiny little window. He's behind the fucking blast-proof door. And he came back out and he went, move the thing again. And I'm thinking, you're doing another one? So they x-rayed him again. And he took all the gear off you. I went, do I not get any of that? He went, I've only got one. And then we walked back out.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, I might get superpowers. He went, you might. I was like,
alternate universe,
hell.
You.
There we are. Alternate. So there's two. We branched off into two there.
Yeah, he's dead.
One
he's
got
dead.
Ill. The other one, he's climbing buildings now and fighting crime.
Yeah.
So, and I'm stuck in this fucking shit all
you. Have you thought about it since?
The what? The x-ray. I thought about it for most of the day.
Did you? Oh, God.
I thought about it for most of the day. I was like, what's going to happen here? I think at one point I stood up a bit too fast and I got dizzy. And no. I was like, oh, it's the gamma. The gamma's got us. Here I am. I'm turning.
Oh no,
Bruce!
Oh,
Bruce,
God.
Where's he going, Bruce?
Finish off with trip. Finish off with trip.
The last part.
I didn't see the last part.
What's the last part?
The young girl, just as we were leaving.
Oh yeah,
on your holidays.
So
just as, paid to go on.
Yeah. So just as we're leaving, there was something about that waiting area in that hospital. So just as we're leaving, you were like, come on, we'd been in for ages. So you
come on, you little shit, there's no the matter with you.
Yeah, you walked, Rafe walked out of that place.
No, he's fine. Absolutely fine.
So we walked out and you left me, there was sticker books and bluey toys and everything, and I'm putting them all back in the bag. And just as I'm like crouched down, put them all back in the bag, a lady and a little girl walked in and stood next to me. And it was almost like she'd picked next to me again.
God, she did.
The little girl came in sort of crying and coughing a bit, stood right next to me, got out a fully transparent... It was a transparent bag, but it was transparent, but it was also scaffolded. So have you ever seen a climber, the little bag that they have their chalk in?
No.
So it keeps its shape, its integrity, even when there's nothing in it. So
why?
the top's almost like... structure, rigid, and then the bottom of the bag. Do you know what I mean? It's like a pocket of a snooker table kind of thing.
All right, weird.
So it's not like flat. Mm. It's open. It stayed open and like, almost like a massive condom.
Right.
It's like a massive condom.
Oh,
is the best way to describe it. So she gets this transparent giant condom bag out, literally 2 feet from my face, starts having the most sick. I've ever seen come out of someone's head. But like, it was literally like, you're like, come on, Ruth, we're going. It was like the universe went, you're not done yet, Ramsay. Look up. And I just, I'm putting a fucking sticker book in the bag. And I was just, and the bag was just filling and fit. So I just, I probably left some toys in there.
I wonder if it was like a sick bag.
I think it was like a proper sick bag. So it like fits.
She might be sick all the time. God love her.
Or she was in a hospital and she'd been given the specific bag. Or she was somewhere and she'd been given, this is the specific sick
maybe
bag you get.
Yeah.
Because if you're sick all the time, why is she in the hospital for it?
I don't know.
Oh, look at you. You love making stuff worse.
Well, I just feel so, sick. Being sick's horrible.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's almost as bad as packing a child's bag, sweating, being someone being sick right in your fucking face. I held my breath and ran out.
What did you think about that for the rest of the day? Think you caught a sickness bug?
If anything, I thought maybe the x-rays helped keep the germs away. Do you know what I mean?
The worst person. I wish like we could have went back in time and I'd have said, I'll not bother with the thing because I'm not asked. Like, let him wear all that stuff because I'm not going to hear the end of this. Because in 3 years' time, something's going to happen and Chris is going to go, it was that time when that x-ray.
Yeah, you? Fucking, honestly, you look like a bomb. You look like someone fully kitted out for bomb disposal.
Oh, I know,
and I look like a bystander who was caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, I don't think they should have let you do that, but never
twice mind. He turned it on. Twice. Inside of the foot, top of the foot. Not wrong with a kid. There's me growing an extra arm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
Ladies first?
Yes, I've got two.
You got two?
Well, they're kind of intertwined with each other.
Okay.
I'm just going to say them very quick because they're very obvious, but it just keeps happening and I don't know how I'm going to live my life anymore. Okay. So every night on holiday, I had both the kids in bed with me. You're in the next room, sound asleep, still moaned about not getting enough sleep, which I found extremely rude and irritating.
Okay.
But I had the kids every night, making sure they weren't too hot, making sure they weren't too cold. Mm. They kept saying stuff in the middle of the night, but you know, I just cracked on, got on with it. Seven nights, Christopher.
Yep.
Seven nights I did that. Mm-hmm. Plane home, had both of them. You were sat in a different seat. You were sat somewhere completely different. So I had both the kids.
Yep.
Got home, right?
Are you not telling everyone why I sat in a different aisle?
Oh, no.
All our friends bought Burger King and they were all sitting eating Burger King and I couldn't sit with them.
Poor young little Finn, he's only five, had a Burger King.
He's six.
And you were going to
sit. He's six and he had fucking loads of Burger King.
You were going to sit next to him and you had to move. And I literally had to tell you to apologise because it was the rudest thing ever. You were like, I can't sit here.
Right.
I was like, Ben, six, you dickhead.
Yeah, which means he's going to get Burger King all over us. I'm not sitting next to someone eating fast food on public transport is my fucking
You know that you've now thing. Made Robin like that. Well, I was having a packet of prawn, what's it? Best crisps ever, the
disgusting.
Big ones.
Antisocial.
Last night, Robin was like, you've got crisp hands!
Robin's exactly the same horrible. As me. But Robin moved away from the Burger King first, and then I was like, I'm not fucking sitting next to Burger King, so I went up the plane. I'm not having it.
So embarrassed to
Stop taking Burger King on public. Stop taking
you
Burger King
Subway.
On my car. It's not a hot, greasy, smelly fucking thing. It was a cold salad sandwich.
Anyway, sandwich.
Sandwich.
Oh, shut up.
Sandwich, I said.
So, every morning on holiday, you wouldn't come out of that room for like 15, 20 minutes while
awake.
I was with the kids.
I wasn't awake.
Right. No, do you know what you said to me?
What?
Because we got home and you had the kids. Mm. You got up with the kids, God forbid. And they got up, but I don't even think they got up early. Anyway, we were just moaning about being tired. And I was like, I don't even know how you've got the gall to say that you're tired when you've had 7 nights of sleep without them. Don't dare try to interrupt me right now because I'm fuming. And I said, and not just that. You're like, in the morning, you wouldn't even come through and you were just like having a lovely time. And you told me, do you remember? Do you remember what you told me?
This is 100% true. Yeah.
You said, I can't because in the morning I've sometimes got an erection.
Always got an erection. Thank you very much.
And I just don't think that's an excuse.
But I can't come through fucking flagpole.
Put it in a waistband or something.
What? Oh, just come through. Yeah, there he is, Daddy, with his bell end poking over the top of his dirt pants here. Oh, what's this? What's this, everyone?
They've got them. They're going to have to know one day.
I'm not walking in with a full-on stot on. Because it's called morning glory and you get
every day?
Every morning you wake up with
When's
it.
When's that going to stop?
When I'm older, it stops.
Oh, well, you're still in the prime of blab.
I'm still in the prime
of blab. But it's not an excuse to not get up with your kids. Yeah. So stop using it as an excuse.
But it is. I've got to hear it go down.
No.
I'm not running in. Hey, kids, what do you remember about holidays? Dad running in the room with a fucking full-on erection in his boxer shorts.
But we could all play a little morning game of do the spin and the donut on the elephant's trunk.
Elephant's trunk, I'll take that. So another a previous beef, just a little shout out here. A previous beef you had with me is that I slag stuff off and then I end up enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I was at my mate Jason Cook's birthday party the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a little shout out to the Northeast based murder mystery.
All right. Is that their tagline?
Team that were there. No, they're called, I think they're called Tall Tales Mysteries. It's not Tall Takes, but I think my phone, as I typed it down, half pissed, has changed it. But I think they're called Tall Tales Mysteries.
I would
mystery.
Say it was called Tall Tales, not Tall Takes.
So they basically...
Was it good?
Well, I was sitting at the party, and I'm sitting outside, mm-hmm. we're having on like a little terrace thing, we're having a chat, and four people walked in who I didn't recognise. And I was like, well, who are these? And Jason was like, shut up. And I was like, who the fuck are these people?
You're fucking terrible.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, who the fuck? Like, I wasn't making
you can't be taught. You did that. You do this on holiday.
Yeah.
When I walk past someone and slag them off, and you go, what? What? Tell us. And
yeah,
I'm like, we're walking past them, and I've just slagged them off.
Yeah, I can't do
so
it.
Stop it.
So we were watching The American Office recently, and there's a bit where they're doing gossiping. They're gossiping about something, and Michael Scott says, if someone doesn't tell us, I'm going to start screaming.
Yeah, that's you.
If someone doesn't tell us, I'm going to start screaming. That's basically my motto in life. So I was like, who the fuck are these people? And he was like, shut up, man. And I was like, who the fuck are they? And he leant in and he went, I've booked a murder mystery. And I went, oh, you fucking prick.
Mm.
I went, for God. I went, Jason, I don't like organized fun. Mm. I hate shit like this. Literally 5 minutes into it. I was like, everyone shut up. A man has been murdered and we need to solve this. It's great.
You're ridiculous.
Really enjoyed it.
I don't know why.
Tall tales mysteries.
You hate everything until you do it.
Yeah, and then
just going, oh, this could be good, and then maybe liking it or not liking it. It's it's a horrible way to live.
Awful, isn't it? But I did enjoy it by the end.
Do you know what else is horrible?
What?
Having to be the person going through your life with you. Living like that. It is. I'm not even joking. It's horrible. To anybody else out there who's married to a negative Nora, right? You've got better. You have got better. Yeah. You used to be horrendous. When you were dark in your like deep, dark comedy years, you were awful. Comedians, funny. Fuck that. They're not. Yous aren't funny. Yous are depressive, narrow-minded, opinionated twat bags.
Fantastic.
Yous are.
Can I get that quote for a poster for the new?
Yeah, definitely.
I do a stand-up tour.
Three stars.
Thank you very much. Three?
Yous are.
My beef with you.
Oh, it's 11-11.
Oh, that means nothing.
It means all of the things I said are true.
No, no.
Right,
it means stay with me anyway.
Oh, I'm not going anyway.
Listen, my beef with you.
Yes.
This has been going on for quite some time now.
Oh.
And I'm fed up of it, right?
Oh.
And I want to live my life freely. And I'm sick of it.
Okay.
I will not be held hostage by sausages anymore.
Oh, I know. No, I agree.
Guys,
as a family,
guys,
we don't like them.
What
do
happens
we?
Is, for some reason, every sort of month or so, maybe less, Rosie will go shopping and she'll come back with a pack of sausages.
Mm-hmm.
No one in this fucking family eats sausages.
No.
You come back with a pack of sausages and you put them in it and you go, I've got sausages for tea. And everyone goes, oh, fucking hell. And then you go, oh, I'm going to, your favourite phrase is, I'm going to make a toad in a hole. You've made one the whole time I've known you, right? And literally, so say there's 6 days on the sell-by date of these sausages. These sausages are held over my head for nearly a week. And every meal it's like, there's sausages. I'm like, I'm having cereal. I don't want sausages. We're going out for a meal. Hey, it's your birthday. We're going out for a meal tonight. There's sausages in the fridge. No!
I've told you I'm not buying them anymore.
Stop buying them.
I'm not going to.
There's fucking 8 sausages in the freezer.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they will come out of there when we get a new freezer.
I know, I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I know, we're not a sausage family. We're trying.
Honestly, when I've got friends...
They take ages to cook.
It's a big old fucking... everywhere. It's a big old meal. When someone says to me, like, oh, I had a sausage sarnie for my breakfast, I'm like, fucking hell, that's you done for the day then. Christ alive.
I know.
It's like a fucking burger.
No, Rafe doesn't like meat.
Yeah, he's weird,
isn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not weird. I should be a vegetarian, but yeah. It's odd because our Robin is...
No, but my point is he doesn't like meat, but it's not like he's took a moral choice.
No.
I'm not saying it's weird not eating meat. If you don't eat meat, that's fine. I'm saying it's weird that a baby has gone, how dare... murder? Animal cruelty? It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, now. But yeah, stop. Buying sausages.
I am. I've stopped.
Threatening
I've
me.
I've stopped.
At sausage point.
I've stopped. Right, but I'll defrost them today.
And look, get it. It's still the summer. I can rent a cement mixer. We'll do the thing I did on Taskmaster outside. Although, to be fair, with frozen sausages, I think someone's going to lose some
someone's
fucking
gonna
teeth.
Lose something. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public. What the fuck was that? Horrible.
Should I mix it up a bit?
It was horrible to listen to. It was horrible to watch.
I'll do it one more time.
No,
I'm leaning back on my chair, ready. Do it again. Where's the drum?
Awful. Can you imagine how bad that was to look at?
Isn't it amazing what you can do with your vocal cords?
Amazing is not the word. Guys, as always, if you'd like to get in touch, you've really ruined this for me. Do you know that?
Right.
If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send with stories, send with confessions, send with questions if you want. And if there's anything as you're listening to the podcast, you think, oh, I've got something similar to that, or oh, I've got an opinion on that, send it through.
Yeah, we still get so many and we're so grateful for
them.
Yeah,
we get loads. We really do appreciate it. Thank you.
And as well, you might have heard that a lot of our stories are getting repeated on other podcasts, which
yeah,
is a bit,
that's starting to get fucking old. But yeah,
do you think they've been sent in again though?
I don't know if it's people sending them to other ones. I don't know if it's sometimes it's not. Sometimes the host. Sometimes it's the producers looking for content. I don't know. At the end of the day, I suppose someone sends a story in. That's not our story. That is someone else's story. So
and as well,
but
people,
we always do it first, baby.
But there'll be people who haven't heard it.
Yeah.
So then when they hear it on something, this
And then they hear it on something else, and then that goes viral, and then everyone says we've nicked it off them. It's fucking fun, man. Fun and games.
There's room for everybody.
Timestamp, date stamp, motherfucker.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm curious about people's wedding nights.
Okay.
We all know that they are typically used, what they are typically used for, but I'm just wondering if this is actually the case.
Okay. What are they typically used for?
I think a lot of people have sex on their wedding night.
I don't know anyone who's had sex on their wedding night.
I know one person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't. God.
Too pissed.
I was too busy monitoring me mum, me nana, me auntie Kath, who stole all of the wedding flowers. Do you remember?
Yes. They,
and I had them in the bath. I had them all in the bath.
I walked into the room that we got them, and the bath was like, it was like they got to the bit on Jumanji where the jungle came out. All of the wedding flowers were in the bath. It was disgusting.
For about 3 weeks after our wedding, everybody's house had our wedding flowers.
Yeah,
these my uncles. It was. I mean, good, because I'm actually glad they didn't go to waste. But
yeah, they could have waited till the next morning.
Yeah, You can't trust people. They would have been gone. I know what I mean. I know what they're like. They literally would have sat for an hour before it finished. Went, we need to get these flowers now. Oh, yeah. Get them in that room. They were in the shower and everything. They were everywhere.
Yeah. The bath was. I was like, is someone having a bath? And it was just water and flowers. Awful. Awful people.
Right. I got married in 2021. Gorgeous day surrounded by wonderful people in the sun in Cyprus. Oh, nice. It was
2021?
Honestly lovely.
How the fuck did you get to Cyprus in 21?
There was... Do you not remember, man? It was bloody carnage. We had a few months of not lockdown and that.
Oh, right,
do you remember when the world went back to a little bit normal?
I think I blanked it all out.
Yeah, same. We all enjoyed ourselves, as you should do, rightly so. To be honest, I probably drank too much and so did my new husband.
Yeah.
But we have always liked to have a good party together, so why would our wedding day be any different?
Exactly.
However, just wondering if it's just me or has anyone else started their married life walking up covered in piss as their husband was so drunk they wet the bed? Was that just me? firstly,
congratulations. Welcome to the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine that. Your first day of your married life together.
I mean, that's bad.
That's bad.
I remember feeling guilty that we didn't have sex.
Do you?
I remember feeling weird that we hadn't had sex on that.
Because night. It's that ridiculous thing that you grow up and there's like wedding. It's so medieval.
Well, I think it's, I mean, back in the day, it was you couldn't have sex until you were married. So the wedding night was the first time you could do it. But we're we'd had sex loads of times before. But not bragging here, but definitely the double figures, I reckon.
More than now.
Probably more than now, aye? Fractions.
1/2. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie Ramsey, please keep me anonymous.
Why are you being full named there?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I feel like I've done something wrong. The story I want to tell you takes place in 2008. I was 18, at university, and had my independence for the first time. Naturally, me and the girls went out on the lash most nights.
Yep.
As a recently out trans girl, this was an exciting time for me.
Okay.
Short skirts, a face full of makeup, and the Pussycat Dolls were the norm. Oh, the good old days.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, mint. I remember the Pussycat. Yeah, what do you think your girlfriend was?
Absolute bangers. Like, wasn't there about 15 of them?
I was like 6.
Okay. 15.
They've all done pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, we all wanted to look our best for the boys, in brackets, and girls, in the bars and clubs. But regrettably, me and a couple of my friends are boobically challenged.
Okay.
This required a bit of assistance to rectify and generate some boobage, push-up bras, padding, and the like.
Boobically challenged. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah. One evening, while on a night out, on a particularly warm summer day, we were enjoying our drinks when we noticed a horrible smell in our vicinity.
Oh, God. What has one of these fucking idiots used?
What?
One of them's used a fucking tuna paste or something.
We decided against eating at our regular haunt because of this and moved on. The smell was so bad. To our horror, the smell followed.
Never in the world.
We were all getting a bit of a sweat on and I noticed one of my friends had a bit of a boob sweat forming under her top.
Right. Look, is this a Rosie's mystery? Because I've guessed what this is.
Okay.
And I feel like I want to die.
Right, we'll see.
Come on then.
I discreetly spoke to her and we made our way to the bathroom to freshen up a little. This confirmed my suspicions.
Yeah.
The smell was coming from my friend.
From a bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On getting to the bathroom, we availed ourselves of the facilities and touched up our makeup and applied deodorant. While doing so, I adjusted my padding for maximum cleavage and my friend did the same. But on doing so, the smell got even worse.
Oh.
It was coming from her bra.
Yes, of course it was.
What is that smell? I asked. At this point, all discretion was gone and I just wanted to know what the fuck was going on in those C cups. Oh, she replied. I don't know what's wrong with them. Maybe I should have cooked them first.
Chicken breast. It's chicken breast, isn't it?
Turns out she had heard me mention on a previous night out that I used chicken fillets to supplement my boobage. And yes, you guessed it.
Actual ones.
She had taken this to mean actual chicken fillets.
That's fucking awful.
She then produced from her bra 2 raw chicken breast fillets, which she unceremoniously dumped in the sink. I explained her error and showed her my own chicken fillets of the silicone variety.
Oh,
she was incredibly embarrassed, and we left the bar abruptly to go sort the salmonella-soaked mess out.
Old salmonella tits over there.
I still affectionately call her Chicky in honour
Chicky's
of
good.
The occasion.
That's her. Straight away, I knew it. I knew straight away.
The smell of, like, off raw chicken is the worst.
It's the worst,
smell
but
ever.
It is also a bit like, it's hard to put your finger on, and it's also quite hard to pinpoint, if that makes sense. It's not like, if there is some dog shit in the corner of your room, you go, there's dog shit in that corner of the room.
But
if there's off chicken kicking about, raw off chicken, you're like, where is that and what is that?
Yeah.
There's an air of mystery about it. It's not like it's not a bullseye of a smell. So that must have been, I love that it stinks in here. Oh,
no,
what a shithole. Next place. Stinks in here as well. How many, realistically, how many places did they go to before they gave in and realised it was fucking them?
I don't know, because that's the thing, because the usual smells are like halitosis, BO, you know, like
farts, since
fishy,
you can't smoke in pubs anymore.
Down
below,
or, you know, cheesy cock. Like,
sorry,
you wouldn't
think. Where are you smelling these? Where have you been?
Those are orders of people.
Right, okay.
Aren't they?
Jesus.
Piss, shit, BO, all
teeth.
Them kind of smells.
Yeah.
Not chicken, not salmonella.
Yeah,
not
chicken, raw chicken
breasts.
Oh, do you know what? I just like, oh, but like, you know, when you sit down and your stomach rolls slightly, she'll have like raw chicken juice in the rolls of her stomach all night and probably
That's
like
disgusting.
The waistband of her pants. Oh, someone probably shagged her that night.
No, she went back to the halls, sorted herself out.
Did she?
Never lived it
Does
down.
It say it Poor there?
No, it's not that. They went back. They're not horrible.
Does it say there in black and white that they went back and got washed?
No.
Right. They stayed out.
No, they didn't.
I'm telling you, they stayed out. They stayed out and someone chagged her that night.
And someone licked her stomach and then was in hospital the next day.
And he was ill for days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or she.
Or but someone.
Somebody did.
Look, doesn't matter now. They're probably dead.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've spent the last month listening to your podcast from the start. Late at the party, I know. Anyway.
A month to get the whole lot done. Fuck me. Well played.
No, they're not done yet. Okay. I don't think. Anyway.
Okay, try harder.
Anyway, I've noticed that you like to abuse our family name frequently. Exclamation mark, yeah. I've had this surname for over 40 years and all was fine until about 20 years ago when it became the butt of a lot of jokes. Exclamation mark.
Oh.
Wish I'd had a crystal ball when naming my children. Son called BJ Gash.
Gash.
And daughter called A Gash. Not the best choice with hindsight.
That's
loving the show,
Gash.
But I'm only up to 100. Melanie Gash.
Melanie Gash. Her surname's Gash. And her son's called BJ Gash. And her daughter's called A Gash.
Melanie, we are so sorry.
I
think Gash might be a northeast thing.
Gash, yeah, if something's Gash, yeah.
No, it's a vagina, isn't
yeah,
it?
But
it's a gash.
When have we said Gash? I don't really
I say
that.
Gash quite a lot.
Do you say it?
And I'm really
it.
Sorry.
It's not a word I say.
No.
Oh,
it's very
rotten.
Crude. And honestly, I don't think many people will know. I think it's a northern thing. Gash. It's horrible.
So,
in
our
that
son's
context,
BJ
not
Gash.
Your name.
Our daughter's A Gash. Mm-hmm. She's Melanie Gash. So she's... Gash.
There you go. Oh, I feel terrible. I'm so sorry. I did title that ruining the name Gash.
Oh, gosh.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I've been listening to the podcast a while, but started midway. Oh, clever. As I found myself a student again, writing assignments late into the night. Not so fun when working full-time and raising two kids. Good on you.
Wow.
I've gone back and started listening from the beginning. I've noticed there was quite a few birth stories about partners passing out, etc.
Yeah.
So thought I'd share my little moment as I'm intrigued whether Chris will agree with what occurred.
Oh, okay.
So, this was my second child. I was overdue and had planned an induction the next morning. Long story short, I went into labour quite suddenly whilst in the bathroom at home. I called for my husband, as I was very aware at this point she wasn't going to be waiting for us to get to the hospital.
The daughter.
The baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Panic mode instantly switched on for him as he asked me what he should do. I suggested he phone 999, finding myself shockingly very calm. Yeah,
good
and get us
good
some
suggestion.
Assistance, yeah. Whilst he went to get his phone, I delivered our daughter's head. Ouch, in their bathroom. He came back on the call to the operator, who was obviously asking a lot of questions. He answered with, "The head's out. Oh my God, the head's out."
Yeah. That'll be me.
The operator...
Yeah. There's now two people in this room and there was only one when I left.
The operator could be heard telling him he'd need to support the head as the rest of her was born. This is where there's mixed opinions.
Oh,
My husband...
I already want to die, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
But I don't think you would have done what he did.
I wouldn't have supported the head. Like, and I said, look, angle yourself, use the toilet seat, I'm going to the pub. This is too
right,
much
shut
for me.
Up. Don't no. listen to him. My husband, with a look of disgust and panic on his face, timidly placed two fingers on her head, squirming as he did.
Two fingers?
Literally like...
Underneath.
I reassured him it was fine. I had it. He could step away. Then he disappeared. At the time, I was somewhat preoccupied birthing a human, so didn't really notice he had left the room. I delivered our daughter safely, dried her off and checked her breathing.
You... hard fucker.
Yeah, amazing. Sometime later, he reappeared to find me sat on the bathroom mat, cuddling my little girl. All was good. He remained on the phone, informing the operator she had been born, and we awaited the paramedics' arrival, etc. After the event, we were back home. I was going over the birth in my head, and the realisation hit that he had left me. Possibly my most vulnerable time, he had walked out.
Oh,
so
no.
I questioned him as to where he had gone.
Oh, dude.
Had he gone to try to find help? Or fetch towels like in the movie? Had he been instructed to get something vital by the 999 call operator? No. His response was, "I touched her head. It was gross, so I went to wash my hands. It took a while as it was all waxy and slimy." He had left me.
I love him so much.
I don't. He had left me to give birth to our daughter completely alone to wash his hands because it was gross.
Wow.
Chris, question. Does hand hygiene always come first, or are there some situations perhaps it could wait a few minutes?
Well, he's Mr. Trickier because you would have said to me, or she would have said to me, you need to hold the head. And I went, oh, can't, got to wash my hands. And I would have left without even touching the kid. And then I'd come back and the kid would be there.
Genuinely,
like, oh,
genuinely hand on heart. Mm. Would you have left me in that bathroom?
Were my hands tidy?
Shut up and answer properly.
Okay.
You would have had, like, you would have had to deliver the baby.
What day is it in this scenario?
Chris, I'm not even joking with you right now.
Is the broadband working? Do we have internet? Do we have internet?
Stop joking.
Sorry. What was I doing?
Be serious.
What was I doing at the time?
But if you're not going to answer seriously, I'm not going to talk to you.
For the rest of the podcast?
No, just for now. I hate this about you.
Oh, that I try and make jokes on the comedy podcast?
This is not a comedy part.
Sorry, everyone. Don't dare laugh. This isn't a Rosie's decided this isn't a comedy part of the podcast.
Yeah, this is
right?
A serious
so
part.
So turn those smiles upside down to
would
a frown.
Would you have helped?
Yeah, I'd have had to.
Yeah, of course you
I'd
have
hated it and I'd still be whinging about it now. Uh-huh. I'd be devastated. But yeah, I'd have had to have helped.
Would you have left us? I could have, like, she could have died.
I think I'd have been a panicking, shouting, screaming, crying mess. Yeah. But I would have held the child's head. Yeah. I wouldn't have held it with two fingers. I would have held the child's head.
Uh-huh.
I'd have, you'd have been going, what's happening, Chris? What does it look like? And I'd have been looking at the ceiling and I'd have had to look back down. I would have held the child's head,
you
but I would have
looked
away. No, I would have held the head like I've been told to and I'll be looking up at the ceiling or I'd have my eyes closed.
You're smirking, so
I'm
you're
serious.
Joking.
No, I'm deadly serious.
You wouldn't
serious.
Have looked?
I don't think
Do you honestly think, like, men, right? You saying that is so disrespectful. Do you honestly think that as women, you want to have a child come out of your vagina? Because I'm telling you right now, you absolutely don't.
Right.
So you saying that you literally wouldn't even look is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in
my life. I'm trying to be honest here. Everyone listening to this knows that if I turn around and go, oh, definitely Rosie, I'd have got down on one knee, I'd have held it, I'd have put my hands in it, I'd have pulled the shoulders out, then I'd have fucking bit the umbilical cord with my teeth, you know, then I'd have swaddled and wrapped up, then I'd have fucking pulled the placenta out, I'd have had a gnash on that as well, it's good for you, isn't it, vitamin, whatever. Everyone knows I'd be fucking lying if I said to you now, yes, I'd hold the head and I'd be fine. I'd switch on in that moment. No, I wouldn't. I'd hold the head like
God.
I was told to and I'd be staring up into the corner of the room like someone who's just seen a fucking ghost. But I would not have gone and washed my hands until afterwards, in which you would not have seen me for hours while I scrubbed my hands with a wire brush and bleach. There
wow,
we go.
From my body.
From
the insides of my body.
Why am I in trouble
Honestly,
for something that hasn't happened?
Because it's just the
Why
truth.
Am I?
The truth comes out. The truth comes out. You, I sometimes worry if anything actually happened in this house because you would not be the person to rely on.
What do you mean?
Ugh, ick.
Hold on, what about that time when you
anyway,
had a load of blood on the floor and
stands...
I had to come and check you? And I did check you. Remember? You had blood all over the place. Remember?
Well, I know, it's a bit different though, isn't it?
Well, same kind of thing.
He stands by his decision. Never, and they're not together anymore.
Really?
No.
I didn't say that going.
And now she works for the NHS, which is amazing because she's very good in it. I think I would be a good nurse.
Delivered your own fucking kid. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Well done you.
Wow.
Fuck
but she did have dirty hands, so...
Oh, God, honestly.
What do you do?
I think if I get married again, when I get married again...
Brilliant.
I want to marry, like, a proper outlander guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Where his breath... It'll fucking stink.
No, a modern day one.
No, you can't have both. You can't have both. His breath will fucking stink and his knob will be cheesy as fuck. So there you go. So enjoy that. Oh, he held the baby's head fine and everything, yeah, but when I give him a blowjob, I do have to go and be sick afterwards. Because it's like a fucking pepperoni dipped in nacho cheese and left for fucking 3 weeks behind the sofa. But he's such a man.
Touché.
Yeah.
Touché.
His arse crack hair meets his pubes, goes up his stomach, meets his chest hair, goes round his back, all the way down his back. It's like a big fucking hula hoop of hair all the way around his torso. Oh, I love it, aye. Free cornflakes for life. You just scrape them out of it and get
all right,
mouthful.
Man. All right.
Apologise.
I'm not apologising.
Apologise.
I'm not apologising. Be better.
No. Nah.
Yeah?
Nah. We're not having another kid. Why am I in trouble for something that
you're
hasn't
in trouble
happened?
Because I knew that you would.
All right. Okay,
I just
look,
wanted you to be right, like, look, I of
joking,
course I would
Rosie,
help.
I was joking. Of course I'd have helped. I'd have got down. I'd have held the kid. I'd have delivered the baby fine. I'd have calmed you down. Paramedics had came. I'd have handled exactly. So what's the point in lying? What's the point in lying? Because you know I wouldn't have done that.
You literally would have been in therapy.
I'd still be there now. I'd still be there now. Wouldn't be looking the kid in the eye.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, she remembered. Guys, if you get a second, please, please, please Google National Television Awards and vote for us in the Best TV Interview category, I think. Again, I think we've said it before, we're up against Piers Morgan, Louis Theroux and Graham Norton.
Mad.
Absolute powerhouses of television interviewing.
Only slag
honor
on
to
the bill.
Be there. You are the only slag on the bill. It's an honour to be there and would absolutely love to be in with a chance of winning, and we'll go and do that if you vote. So thank you so much. And if you want to send anything to the podcast, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Big love. Back in the ears next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.